Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angie.com.
Welcome. Welcome to the Haunted Estate.
Hello and welcome to the Haunted Estate podcast with Selena
and Joel.
Guys, Joel has become kind of a staple here. You guys love him. I know we haven't had visuals up on the podcast for the past 2 weeks. Things are being adjusted. We kept forgetting things. Things kept getting messed up, but we are now back. And if you are watching the visual part, then you probably see that things look a little bit different, a little spiffy, changing it up, giving you some interesting stuff to look at. We got ourselves some creepy dead stuff, some Halloween stuff. Have I already broken a shelf? Absolutely, I have. Anyways, I'm really happy to have you guys back. I love how much you guys love this podcast, and it's so nice to have a place where we can like really connect. They're starting to get like 10K views on YouTube every week, so hi everybody, we missed you. I can't believe that we are jumping right in to October, which is bananas. We have gotten here so quickly. It is definitely going to be the busiest month of my life, but that is what it is. I am Selena Spooky Boo, and it is spooky season, which means it is time to thrive. I want to go to some really cool places. It's really hard to travel with COVID. We're actually taking off tomorrow. By this time that this is out, we'll already be back, and this isn't even a spooky trip. My friend's birthday party, we've never met. She was my first friend I made on TikTok back in 2019. We've never met. Joel's met her before I met her, so we are actually gonna surprise her, but like fun thing, she doesn't know we're coming. We're both fully vaxxed and we are heading out that way because that's the only way we're allowed to travel here. We got Scream costumes and we are going to be hiding in this like castle area in a park that's near their house. So we're dressing up as Scream and we're literally just gonna start stalking her, and she's gonna be like, what the fuck is going on? And then we're like, boo, it's me. So I'm just so excited to hug her and squeeze her, and she's turning 27, so that is super cool. You're 27.
I am. Also, this travel where we're going tomorrow is almost 4,000 kilometers away.
Is it really?
Yeah, it's not a little jump, skip, and a hop. It's an airplane ride.
You've been there. It's Newfoundland. St. John's, Newfoundland. Yeah. I'm really excited to go. I haven't been anywhere in Canada other than Ontario. Like, I've been to lots of different states in America and stuff like that, but I have not been to Newfoundland or like
Coast.
anywhere in Canada. No Alberta, no, just Ontario, which I guess is like the most boring.
I would say so.
You've been all over Canada,
but coast to coast.
So a question, I want to talk about that real quick. How many hotels do you think you've stayed in?
Well, I know we talked about this before, and I tried to actually figure it out. I'm over 1,000 nights in hotels.
And you're telling me over 1,000 nights, you've never had one moment that was like a little spooky?
I always stay in new places that are clean and nice. Previously, just so everyone doesn't know, I used to work on the road in the oil and gas industry, but now I work full-time with Selena. But I used to work on the road in the oil and gas industry.
Never anything spooky, not once.
Never anything spooky.
Not even for a second.
No. And I always made a point. You spend a lot of nights in hotels. When I first get to the room, I always walk around and check under the bed and in the closet.
But no light turning off, no water turning on, literally nothing.
Nothing.
So you repel ghosts, I swear, at this point.
Maybe.
Yeah. What do you think of your shelves,
well,
by the way?
Oh, the shelves are beautiful. I love the shelves.
You put them up.
I know, they're level, in case everyone doesn't know. Also a secret, they're from the dollar store.
No, we seriously went everywhere. We went to Walmart, we went to like all the homeware stores, and no one had what I was looking for. And then we go to Dollarama, and I'm like, this is sick. They're like little spooky houses. We're gonna cover them with spooky stuff. It's gonna be mint.
$2 a pop. Can't go wrong.
$2 a pop. We are budget. Budget. What were you singing earlier? Do it.
Oh, I can't remember. Oh, right. When I was a young boy, my father took me into the city. Keep calling to the Black Parade. No, okay.
Dude, everyone knows that song.
I have a question for you, Selena.
Yeah.
Are you into dolls?
Did you notice your little friend?
Well, I have a follow-up question for the new decor. I don't know if the camera can see this. I'm scared. I'm scared to move forever. It, but I will. What? What is...
You know what that is.
It's a potato doll.
He, for some reason, okay.
It's a he?
No, I'm talking about you. Oh. This doll. Okay, I love dolls. Those are called Prim dolls.
Prim?
They're called Prim. I don't know why. They all kind of look like that. This doll I got a long time ago, and we were heading off to go stay at that haunted costume shop in St. Thomas.
Ugh.
And I come outside with this doll, and Joel's like, ugh, what is this? And he has there since named it the potato doll. So I need to know, why do you call it the potato doll?
It reminds me of potato skin.
So why does it scare you?
It's not that I'm scared. It's just, like, who would make this? Look at the hair. What?
Well, half of it got ripped off by the dog. I know you don't like that one, so I just want to show you something that I have here.
Oh, another one?
I got an even bigger one.
That one's name is Mavis?
This one's name is Mavis.
What is that, a carrot hanging off him?
I think it's a strawberry.
Is this one number one and that one number two?
I got that one first, yeah. What do you think? Which one do you like more?
Neither. Probably the first one, though.
Yeah?
The nose on that one freaks me out.
Why?
I don't know.
Because it kind of looks like a schlong?
Yeah, I don't know. And the eyes are falling off.
Hello, darling.
That's weird.
Do you want to snuggle? One time, Joel was mad at me, like really mad at me. And I tried to fix the situation by going over to his house at 3 o'clock in the morning.
We're brother and sister, right? Brothers and sisters argue.
Yeah, but we were in like one of those big fights. And I go over to his house and I brought like this big composition doll. And it's like dead the middle of the night. And I'm just like knocking this creepy ass doll into his window. And he's just fully ignoring me.
Even when I was young, my mom said I slept like the dead. Nothing wakes me. Huge tornado storm. I didn't even hear the thunder. No, I was fast asleep.
You used to roll out of bed and it would make such a loud noise. And you just didn't care. Like you would be just dead on the floor and deceased.
Yeah, just sleep on the floor.
Yeah.
When I was a really young kid, I had the problem for some reason. Not now, but when I was a kid, I rolled around a lot in my sleep.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I would roll out of bed. And it got to the point, our mom and dad, they actually had, wasn't a cage, but it was like bars that went under the mattress and came up so you couldn't roll out of the bed.
Being a kid is so weird. Do you remember, we won't say her name, but that she was a single mom. She had the two kids. One was 1 year younger than me. One was your age. And the daughter was terrified of Santa Claus.
Oh yeah.
Or the Easter Bunny. Literally anyone coming in her house scared the crap out of her. So like her mom would like have to sit up with her all night and just like hold her because she was so scared because she thought they were evil.
Brought to tears on Christmas Eve in fear that she would bump into Santa Claus at nighttime.
What makes that fear, man?
Yeah, I don't know. It's
like the Easter Bunny too, like,
yeah, I don't know.
She ended up going through some things.
Did
though.
She?
Yeah, don't you remember?
Oh yeah.
Won't say any names, but I want to tell you guys a story. Actually, I had to record something for Snapchat. I was doing a spotlight, and I thought this would be a great ghost story to talk about. Also, because it's kind of about one of my favorite places in the entire freaking world, Fear Farm.
Of course.
If you guys didn't know, actually, in 2015-16, I started at a Fear Farm, which is like a haunted Halloween attraction. There was like corn mazes, haunted hayride, like carnival, Hiller House. Now there's like an alien one. Like it was a whole bunch of haunts. So the first year I was a character. Second year I became like a manager. I think it was second year. I loved working at Fear Farm. It was incredible. It was so fun to like not like just honestly scare the shit out of people. Like I don't know what it is. Like I was just there actually on Friday.
Last weekend.
Yeah, last Friday. And I went in and I just like, I wrote Megan that day. I'm like, I know training is tonight. Can I please come? She's like, sure. Come on out. But no, it's so cool. Like to be able to like scream people's faces and just act super creepy. Mm-hmm. Like you have a stress out day and you just go to work and you just be like, ugh.
And when did you first start there?
I think it was 2016.
And this was long before any TikTok. This was before Selena was known as the spooky girl who drives a hearse.
And I already had a hearse.
Did you back then?
Yeah, 2016 was my first hearse. So yeah, I would have started working there.
But did you buy it after you started working there? Or were you working there first?
I think I already had it.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angie.com.
I don't know.
Anyways, I feel like you were working there first.
But anyways, it was so much fun. But then after I think it was 2 years, I became like a manager. So instead of scaring people, I was like help training scare people. And like I've been to every Halloween haunt and I love Fear Farm. It's something about just like being on a farm, being lost in like a literal corn maze, like everything. It's just such a like magic environment. I was a manager, so I was kind of like working, running through houses, making sure everything was okay. Like I literally did rounds, taking water bottles, giving people water and checking on everyone. So there were two corn mazes. There's Hillbilly Hike, which doesn't really have corn anymore, but it did then. And then there was Stalking Dead. Mm-hmm. So the Stalking Dead is kind of like around like the Walking Dead, so it's creepy, but it's corn maze, like hardcore, and you're in there for a while. It takes you like 25 minutes or something to like go through there, like 20 minutes, like it takes a long time. So I was in there, and what I would do is there was this place where you could get sandwiches. Yep. So I would get my little sandwich and I'd go into the corn, and then I would walk into the corn, so off the path into the corn, and I would just watch people walk by. So I left the path. There were no actors in this area, and I backed up, and I would walk backwards in about, I don't know, like pretty far, like I'm talking meters, like 7 or 8 meters in, and I would turn around and I would watch people like come through, and I'd watch people get scared and stuff like that. So I'm standing there and I'm eating my sandwich.
Sorry, let me just paint the full picture here.
Yeah.
So it's lunch break.
Yeah.
You're standing in.
Well, it's not lunch break. We could.
It's snack stand. Time though.
Yeah.
You're in thick corn where people aren't supposed to go, watching the people who paid go through the path.
Yeah.
But you're off the
path. Yeah, I'm off the path.
And you people can't see you.
No.
Okay, just
paint. I'm literally meters into the corn in the darkness, but it's lit enough that I can see the path. So I eat my meal.
What time is it? Sun's down.
Probably we're getting later, so probably like 10:30.
Okay.
So I'm eating my meal, I'm sitting there, I'm eating my sandwich, I got my chips, nom. I put my backpack down, I turn around to put like my garbage in my backpack so I can walk out. And when I get down to my backpack, I see right behind it feet without shoes on. So I'm thinking one of these actors are trying to scare me. Someone's being funny. So I follow these feet up and I see that it's this girl. She seems a little bit too young. She seems like 13 or 14 when they hire more like, you know, 16, 17 year olds to start. And I look at her, I'm like, hey, do you work here? Because she was as solid as you or I. And she didn't really answer me. So in my thought, I'm like, okay, she's not really dressed for the weather. She's wearing like a sundress kind of vibe. Her feet are dirty and she's not wearing shoes.
Barefoot.
And I am just like, okay, this isn't right. This is someone who's lost in the corn, maybe from daytime. Like, I think they're in shock or something like that. I have my radio on. I don't even think to radio. I'm just like, I'm just going to get this person out of here. So I look at her. I'm like, do you need help? And she doesn't answer me. And I just said, let me take you out of here. So she goes like this. Like, she puts her hand out to me and I grab her hand. And I turn around and I'm like pulling her through the corn, like the 7 or 8 meters. When I get out of the corn, I turn around to look at where my hand is holding. I'm not holding a hand. I am holding a literal ear of corn.
Was the hand warm?
I don't know. I didn't register.
It's
I was just
so quick.
I was just, holy shit, this is a bad situation. I'm going to grab this person and pull them out. And it was an ear of corn.
Mm. Weird.
Yeah.
Like, what do you think it was?
A ghost.
Of a little girl?
Like, she wasn't little. She was like 13 or 14. Like, she was like up to here on me. Like, she was...
You're not that tall.
I know, but like, you know, 13, 14 year old.
And what was she wearing?
Just like a sundress. Like, I don't know, light colored. I couldn't tell in the darkness if it was white or yellow or something.
Barefoot, eh?
Barefoot. And like, when I looked, because there was like a bit of like a light, I could just see that there was feet in the corn, like in the grassy mud. And I could tell they were really dirty. And my whole thing was like, is this someone lost? Is this a neighbor? I honestly thought it was someone who worked there, but I knew everyone who worked there. And it wasn't someone who worked here.
Mm.
But yeah, I love Fear Farm. I was obsessed with Hiller House. I don't know what it is. It's like an American Horror Story kind of thing. Anyways, guys, Fear Farm is totally open now.
Where
I can't
is
wait.
It?
it's in Ayr in like Kitchener, so it was like a half an hour drive. I just loved it, and it was so weird always leaving there because I was like one of the last ones to leave. And like peeling out in my hearse and like driving these back roads, and you'd hit like these ebbies, like these down areas where like the fog was like toothpaste. Anyways,
I remember a long time ago, this is before Selena ever worked there, I'm pretty sure you were just dating Adam at this point, and you and I had gone there in your Jeep, and I was driving back, and we almost hit a deer, remember?
Oh my gosh, we almost died.
Like, we actually, like, oh. I was driving the Jeep, Selena's shotgun, and, like, we left there late at night. Like, it might have been 12:30 or 1 in the morning, like, a long country drive. I don't even know, trees, slam on the brakes, and there was a buck with big horns, like, right in front of the Jeep. Tell like, we almost... We could have died.
There's another story. We went.
Oh,
we
this
went.
Might have been the following year. Selena and Adam are dating at this point. Or maybe you just got married. I can't remember. You got married in the fall, and then after that. I can't remember. But anyways, Adam's got a little two-door sports car. I'm in the back seat, driving too fast, speeding ticket.
No, we weren't in the car.
Yeah.
We were in a truck because the Accord, I don't know. The officer has me put down the window.
Well, you're in the blue Honda.
No, because the...
I know what you're talking
about. That's another time.
Sorry, let me finish the speeding ticket one. This was really funny. I think I had just gotten...
What is with us leaving this place?
It's because it's ghost-related. Always weird things happen. Anyways, yes, I had just got my white pickup truck, which was a four-door, like a big truck.
Okay, yeah.
Adam and I'm driving. Always me driving. I'm driving. Adam's shotgun. Selena's in the back seat. And we're going through this small town called Interkip. And it's late at night again. It must have been a Friday night or Saturday night. Because I never do late things on work nights. Whatever. Anyways, of course, there's a ride program. And for people who don't know, like, ride programs around here, the police set them up to make sure no one's drinking and driving or intoxicated.
People know there.
Yeah, anyways. It's, like, busy. Lots of cars. You got to wait your turn. If you turn around, they chase you. Anyways, like, we're waiting to go through this ride program. I roll up. I put my window down, Adam's window's down, and I just reach back and put Selena's window down, and the police always come up with flashlights to look to make sure you're not hiding anything. And just as he shines a light at Selena, for some reason, she pulled her dress up.
He says, "Do you have any booze back here?" And I just pull my shirt up, like, bra, gut, everything. I'm like, I have nothing. I have to tell you, by the way, on the YouTube thing, everyone has started a drinking game about you.
Why?
Because you say, anyways... anyways,
how many times have I said anyways this video?
The reason why I just said that is because you said it three times in a row. Like, you said you'd start to say something and go anyways. Some people are gonna be fucking hammered,
please,
dude.
If you guys tag me on Instagram if you're making a drinking game of me saying anyways.
Anyways, I went to Instagram. Okay, I love making stories, I love doing polls. Like, seeing what people like, I'll be like, choose a escape house, choose a haunted house, let's decorate this house together. And I went on there, I'm like, hey, anonymously, tell me your deepest, darkest confession.
Love it.
So I have those, but I need to be honest with you. I think when I said anonymous, they thought it would come in anonymous. Mm. But some of these are very interesting, very dark. I've only read like two on this front page, and I was like, holy shit. So we're going to go through some of these, have a little chatty chat, and talk about them, okay?
No names.
No names.
Anyways. No names.
I didn't know that my son's father had 7 kids and a wife until 1 month before I delivered.
Can you repeat that one?
She didn't know that her baby daddy had 7 children and a wife until 1 month before she gave birth to his baby.
Bomb drop.
What would you do if you like...
Is it love? So he's like, I don't. If you love each other,
he sounds like he's trifling.
Sounds like he's got a mistress who's pregnant, is what it sounds like.
Yeah, she's the other lady. Can you imagine thinking you're the lady and finding out you're actually the other lady?
You're the other woman.
Ooh. Okay, listen to this one.
7 kids too. Wow.
How do you even do that?
Committed.
You're busy. I want to run away from motherhood and be a hoe.
I mean, it'd probably be more fun, like, let's be realistic.
That's hilarious. I find killing my Sims, like, the most fun thing to do. So they create Sims just to kill them.
All right, let me give you a blast of the past. You remember a long time ago getting video games in cereal boxes? Like, yeah. Computer games on a CD? And there was, like, the roller coaster one? I think it was called Roller Coaster Tycoon number 2. Do you remember that game?
Yes!
I would pick the people up and put them in the water... And then they would like struggle and drown. I don't know why.
There's something wrong with us. I feel like every kid did that. It's like a rite of passage.
Whoever submit that, I did that too.
Okay, listen to this one. I'm planning on running away with my high school sweetheart in a few months. Drama.
But
I
how
love
old
this.
Are you guys? Are you 16?
Well, they're
16?
In high school.
Like,
they're in high school. Now, this one's funny. I have a massive crush on this girl, so I've just been DMing her about badminton for a week.
Like, is the girl also into badminton? Or?
I don't know. Can you imagine?
Let's play badminton.
I love this one. I'm in love with Call Me Whatever You Want, which is Call Me Chris. I love her. She's so hot. Okay, now here's... This one's dark. My brother molested me for years when we were younger, and it's been a secret for 40 years. How do you keep that a secret?
What do you do?
Ew,
now?
Why are all these about really gross incest? Ew. Some of these are just so easy. Like, I used to draw my walls with chalk. I farted the nastiest fart in my doctor's office, and the doctor thought it was the patient. I tell everybody that we don't know each other, but we've been together for 10 years.
Why?
Why? That's
why are you
so,
hiding your love?
That's so hard. Can you imagine doing that to someone? I see my dead great-grandfather every day, but I don't tell anyone.
Whoever wrote that, please write us again with more in-depth story, yeah. Please.
I literally hate my boyfriend / fiance, but I will never leave him.
Wow, is that from my wife? I'm kidding.
Oh my gosh. I sat on a cactus on purpose, but I told everyone I tripped. Turns out it was poisonous. What is with
what
these
are you
people?
Trying to get out of?
Like, why do you want to sit on it? I get people doing that though, like, just, you know, I want to see how it feels. It's gonna be nice. Oh my god, do you have any deep dark confessions?
Are you asking me?
Yeah. Nothing he wants to confess. Listen to this one. I once scammed my best friend out of $10,000 and I'll never tell her.
Ugh.
Ew.
How?
How?
Please tell me specifically how.
Joel.
Just kidding. Like, did you sell them something?
Oh my gosh. I love these dark confessions. Some of these are like, oh my gosh, I cheat on my husband every single day.
What?
I cheat. That's all it says. I cheat on my husband every single day. Oh my gosh. I have sex with my nephew, who is the exact same age as me.
What?
I regret it to this day.
What is going on?
What is with you? I appreciate you guys writing me. Thank you. Trust me with your secrets. I will never tell your name. But oh my gosh. I am slowly drowning being a new mom, and nobody around me notices how depressed I am. Oh, postpartum is really, really serious. There was a woman and everything seemed totally fine, and then she was missing and they found her passed away in her car on the side of the road, and it was just, it had gotten too much for her. And it, I feel like, you know, for women, they're supposed to just have this baby and everything's good and look at your baby, it's so sweet. But they don't understand, like, your whole world changed.
It takes
overnight.
A village. Takes,
like,
a village.
I couldn't even imagine.
We're all for mental health here.
Absolutely. Like,
all
the
for mental health.
The world is so weird at this point. Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
I've gotten really good at pretending that I have human emotions, but I feel absolutely nothing. Is that a psychopath? Is that what that is? Like, do you know what I mean? Like, if you, like, you don't have feelings. Sociopath. That's a sociopath? Like, it's not a bad thing. It's just, you know what I mean? I have IBS. Oh my gosh.
Don't
Same.
We all?
Same.
Depends what I eat in the morning.
I hide my shopping bags from my husband and move bags around until I get everything out. That's hilarious. I had an affair with my married boss for 2 years. He's 15 years older than me.
Juicy.
Jeez. I put Nair in my ex's body wash.
Okay, does that stuff really work?
Yes. Adam Nair'd his whole body one time.
Oh, Jesus,
before me.
Really?
Jeez. Some of these are really sad. My fiance died 5 years ago. It gutted me. No job, no friends. Haven't left my home since he died.
Oh.
Oh my gosh, I'm sending you so much love. You know who you are. It's crazy how dark some of these are. I can't even read. Some of them I'm not reading just because I don't want to go that far.
Because it's
too much. Ooh, one time I pushed my cousin down concrete stairs and blamed it on my dog.
Ugh.
Ooh. I met this guy, we clicked, and we started dating. Then we found out that we were first cousins.
Oh, man, that's...
No.
That's not okay.
That's not okay.
It's not okay.
I'm pooping right now.
I mean, I think everybody plays on their phone in the bathroom. That's...
Has there been a podcast that I haven't gotten up and been like, I have to go to the bathroom?
There hasn't been an hour when you haven't gotten up and done
it. I don't know what is wrong with my body. No, like, seriously. Like, I'm so afraid to go to the doctor because I was, like, so deep on the side of TikTok. And they were, like, telling... Like, this girl had a colostomy bag and she was talking about, like, all her symptoms and stuff. And I'm like, I'm so afraid that I go there. They're going to say I need that. Ugh. But, like, it'd be nice not to, like, be in the middle of the highway and be like, I have 32 seconds before I am going to go. Me and my friends have an entire plan for if we need to kill someone. How to get rid of them, escape uncaught.
Might be taking things a little far.
This one's nice. I tried to kill myself once, but now I'm in the best relationship of my life.
Oh.
It's always worth, you know, something good is always going to happen. Like, I know things are really shitty, but, like, they can't be shitty forever. It's going to go up and down. Do you know what I mean?
Rainbows only come after rain.
Jeez.
That's from a song. Doesn't mean that. It's not true.
Look at these two right beside each other. I'm not going to say the one, actually. You know what? I'm not going to say either of these.
Oh, come on. Now I want to know.
I'm an escort. My family doesn't know. And then the one right beside it, I...
Maybe it's the same person.
Oh, my gosh. Enough of those. I feel like we're just going to get more raunchy and raunchy. We definitely do have some ghost stories today. I really like reading your guys' ghost stories, so make sure that you send them in. There's an email on thehauntedestate.com, or you can send them to thehauntedestatepodcast@gmail.com. I would also freaking love it if you emailed me voice clips so we could literally listen to you tell your ghost story, play it on the show, react in real time, have a ticky-talky-talky time.
Would love that. Again, Selena and I, we just print these off. We haven't read them before or anything. Just looking at this paper right now, it's from a Brittany, and it's pretty long.
Yeah, also, if you do write them in, I'll only read them if they're super long because it's easier. And if you can just, you know, do good on those grammars so I don't fuck it up, that'd be majestical. Okay, go ahead.
You want me to go first?
Yeah.
Okay, so this one is from a Brittany. There's a message right at the top. Trigger warning. Eating disorder and suicidal. So.
Okay, we're going dark.
Too much. Just let you know. It starts out. Hello, Selena. My name is Britt. I have a lot of spooky and normal ghost stories. I'm a practicing pagan witch, so that generally comes with the territory. Or at least it does for me. I'll tell you the longest going story in my life. But before that, I have to make this disclaimer. This is how I do things. Just because it works for me does not mean that it'll work for you. Just as it works for you, it might not work for me. We all work differently and perceive the world differently. I have rules when going into a cemetery. I put them into place due to the experience and advice I've received over the 12 years or so I've actively been practicing. Being a witch has been a long journey. Maybe I can go to it into another time. Number one, I think this is proper anyways. Always be respectful to the dead and of course the living. Don't go there being an asshole trying to antagonize the spirits into doing something to scare you. It's rude and they're not there to put a show on for you, so please stop. Rule number two, don't take anything from the grave unless given express permission. This includes dirt. Number three, if you are to take something from the graveyard / cemetery, such as a feather or rock or dirt, ask and leave an offering. This can be a coin, alcohol, water, food, or small token. Number four, when you leave, regardless if you took something or not, pay the gatekeeper, again, any offering. Generally, you'll know if something is okay. Number five, protect yourself. And number six, when you finally leave, get in your car and never look back. Okay. So those are the six rules.
That was very nice, yeah, and right on top.
The story obviously takes place by a cemetery. This is a famous cemetery here in Rhode Island. There's a lot of local folklore surrounding this place on this part of the street. It's narrow and winding. Across the street, there are more mass graves and an empty lot where a meeting house once stood and burned. That means burned down, obviously.
Yeah.
There is a legend of a person who they call Freddy Fingernails, who is effectively acts like a Freddy Krueger. There is a lot to that area of land, and even the quarry stone there has been... Even the quarry of stone that is only found here in Rhode Island in a small country in Africa. They call it Cumberlandite, and it's a slightly magnetic stone. I think because of this stone, it's the kind of grave cemetery, the type of energy that it does. I'll stop there for now. This is the background info. I feel like this is important to the story. There are so much things that happens and energy in the area. It's like nothing I've ever felt before. Perhaps it's because we're on the outskirts of the Bridgewater Triangle. Maybe the island is cursed. Maybe both. I've never heard of Bridgewater Triangle, have you?
No.
Me neither. So the story starts when I was about 6. I was terrified of everything. I was afraid of the mirror in my room. I was afraid of the hallway in my house. I was scared of aliens. I still am. I had social anxiety even then and only grew stronger as I got older due to many things. I had just gotten home from Catholic Regional and I still had my school uniform on. I remember the humidity of the day. I remember seeing the wrecked, darkened, rain-darkened roads. My sister, who's 10 years older than me, and her high school boyfriend convinced me to go on an adventure. We were going to find a pot of gold at the end of the rainbow that had appeared. I remember walking on the tree line of the road and finally walking over the barrier. I remember wandering the area, being creeped out by the open crypts that were dug into the mound of dirt. I remember walking back along the wall feeling watched. I remembered the stillness, like you're in a whole other world. Nothing really else happened until we were leaving. I don't remember how it caught my attention. I don't know if I felt it up against my thighs. I don't know if something told me to look back, but I lifted the hem of my dress to see 3 almond-shaped things tucked neatly into the seam. They were large and flat, and the pointed bit was indeed pointy. They were tucked down. I, to this day, don't know what they were. I asked my sister, and she remembers, but is also unsure of what they were. Years later, in 2006, I was in 7th grade. It was Columbus Day. My city has a big festival during Columbus Day weekend. It was the first time I marched in the parade in the marching band. I had just started to learn to play the flute. The first song I learned was When the Saints Come Marching In. That year, I had gotten my first pentacle ring and my first pendulum. I still have both. It was a great weekend. I had my friends come over to my house and we went to the cemetery. I remember feeling like a ringleader as we all marched down the street singing loudly. I'm really embarrassed by this, honestly. If you're happy and you know, would scream, fuck you, fuck you. Ah, preteens, eh? Preteen life. As soon as we got there, we entered that other world again. The stillness, the quiet. I felt him, I think for the first time. He hovered around us, touching my friends, making us uncomfortable. I remember telling my friend to yell at the headstone because she was being touched. I had my pendulum with me to communicate. I was honestly a kid, a stupid, disrespectful kid. Nothing else happened until night, and I always hated the night. I always woke up and watched the fucking mirror in the room covering my mouth so then I would never be tempted to call out. I saw the movement in the doorway. A shadowy man was standing there, and he could not get in. I felt the rage radiate from him. You see, my sister was practicing at the time and placed a barrier. I shut my eyes and eventually fell back asleep. The next morning, I walked into the living room, and there was my pendulum in the middle of the floor. I know that I put it away. I didn't want my dad to know what I was doing. Many years later, I was a college dropout and was working a job I hated. Still do. I was going through a very difficult time in my life. I was suicidal. I wasn't eating properly. I was 22 years old, and I was having hot flashes due to malnutrition. My anxiety was out of control, and I was so afraid of my house that was going to catch on fire that I unplugged just about everything. I had to triple check all the locks. This particular day, it was a Friday, and I was on my way home from work, just bawling my eyes out, driving over the bridge, wondering if I should finally just drive off it. I don't want to go home. And at this point, I knew better than to go to that cemetery vulnerable, knowing of the people's stories. Exorcist-style projectile vomiting and such. And I went there. Anyways, I parked my car and ran to the cemetery. I sat on the back of the mound and bawled my eyes out. Suddenly, I felt the shift. I was being jumped. Being jumped is when a spirit is trying to take over you, possess you. For me, it feels like a boulder ramming into you, being off balance. Almost like vertigo, if you know what it feels like. Don't you get vertigo all the time?
Yeah, anytime that I feel like, I have my nerves, but also, like, if I am in a weird, like, I'll be out at a restaurant, I'll be like, someone's here.
Lucky, I was still protected, despite going there like a fool crying my eyes out. I look up, and I kid you not, it looked like it was snowing from the ground up. Whoa. I felt myself get lightheaded, and I'd realized what I'd done. I said thank you to the gatekeeper, paid my due, and ran back to the car. I put my key in and turned. Only my car would not start. Panic. I look back. I feel angry, man. I could see him in my mind's eye looking down from outside my car. I turn the key again as I tell him to go away and that he's not welcome to come with me. It still does not start. I could easily walk home, but it was too late. He already was in my car. I look in front of me. He's in front of my car. That would not catch. I panic more and call my mom. I had to explain to her why I was at the cemetery and I didn't want to come home and I wanted to be alone, but my car wouldn't start. It takes 2 minutes for her to come up the road. All the while, I was still there trying to calm down and just force him to go away from me, trying to build a shield around my car. As soon as my mom appears, my car starts. This man, angry spirit, I know him as the Gray Man. I have theories on who he is, but he appears in my house every now and again. I don't know if it's because the whole area once belonged to his family, or if I have a cord attached to that place, or to him. Formed when I was a child, and it just grew over time. Whenever I see people in that cemetery, I get extremely angry. How dare they? It's an old, historic cemetery. What if they break more of those delicate headstones? What if they try to mess with the spirits? I'm not a big fan of ghost hunting. It feels very poke, poke, do something, and like there aren't animals to perform tricks. The Gray Man has come to my house. He's literally flipped a shelf I hadn't touched in years. There were little porcelain figures that broke. I once tried to send snow from that cemetery that I had asked to take for a friend. Both times to try to send a package, it either got lost or the package was destroyed. I don't believe by coincidence. The story continues as I still go there from time to time. I drive by every day on my way home from work. Actually, as I was typing, I overheard my dad talking to my mom about something that gave me chills because it was a similar thing to what I had seen. I hope you don't mind two stories in one. At the end of July, my grandmother passed away. Ever since, we've seen the two cardinals in our yard. A male and female. My dad is taking it as a sign that my grandmother is with my grandfather now. But for the last month and a half, things have picked up differently than usual here. Today, while I was sitting at the table going over some music, I see movement outside, from the corner of my eye. I think it's the flag my dad set up. I pause. The flag isn't white? I look over and I realize that I can't even see the flag from where I was sitting. Okay, odd. I've been seeing strange stuff around the house for a week now. The little boy who peek at me from the doorways, that follows me to work, the odd noises in the other room, some flashes of white things that I've seen twice now. Okay, whatever this happens to be, it's a lot around this time of year. It's also the anniversary of my grandfather's death, the one that my dad sees with the cardinal. So I'm typing the story above, and I hear my dad talking to my mom about seeing a white mist downstairs in his workroom, then outside. He's also been hearing noises. Now, my dad is pretty skeptical. I've been seeing and telling my parents things my whole life, and they never really believe me, up until my grandfather's passing, that is. So he tells me that my aunt has been having drops of water just plunked down in front of her, everywhere. Inside, at her home, at her work, she gets the feeling that her grandmother is upset about something. My cousin thinks they buried her in the wrong spot, but my grandparents bought a family plot and my grandmother was supposed to be buried with my grandfather. They think that she was buried closer to her brother, so we shall see how things turn up. I can keep you updated if you'd like to find out more information. I don't think I have any hard limits on what I would feel comfortable talking about. I'd like to think I'm pretty open. I may have trouble talking about ED, but I'll try my best to discuss if need be. I'm 27 years old. I really... information to contact her.
Yeah, her name's Brittany, right?
Yeah,
Brittany.
I think she said she goes by Brit.
Brit, that was incredible. Thank you so much for sending that. That was so intense. You are so gifted. Oh my gosh, the connection that you have to things. It's crazy when you brought up the vertigo, because that's something actually Adam and I just had happen the other day. We went to this pasta restaurant and we were sitting there and there were all these old photos on the wall, but I hadn't really looked at them yet. I had just kind of gotten the table and I was looking at the menu, and out of nowhere, my body is just like, whoa, and I get crazy, crazy, crazy vertigo. And in my mind's eye, I do see this older gentleman in great mood, like nothing spooky at all, just great mood. He loves where he is. And I look up on the wall a few minutes later, and like this one photo way off to the side, it's the dude. But like, that's crazy. Those stories are awesome. I'm sorry for the things you had to suffer through and losing your grandma, but... It's cool. What are your thoughts?
I love the cardinals. I love the idea, the belief, thinking of a passing, and then that there's two cardinals appear in the yard, and that it's Grandma and Grandpa.
That they're together.
That brings me comfort. Exactly. Like, I would take that as a sign, like, they're together.
I don't know if I ever told you this story or if I told Dad, but that day when Grandma passed away, Mom, I had called her, and she was up at the hospital, and she said, don't come up. Don't come up. Grandma's doing, like, the death rattle. It's really scary. I don't want you to come up. And I was like, okay, I'm going to come up anyways, because we all know me. So I was with Adam Taylor, and we took the elevator up, and when we were, like, literally, like, the bottom floor, you take the elevator up, and then Grandma was on, like, that third floor. We passed Mom and Dad on the ground floor. Then Adam and I got in the elevator, and we took it up to, what was it? Was it the third floor?
I can't remember. I don't know. It was the old hospital.
I was walking side by side with Adam, and kind of out of nowhere, as I looked back, two people passed me. But it was very windy when they passed me. When I turned around, from the back, they seemed kind of, like, out of place. Like, they seemed brighter than everything else that was going on in the hospital. And they went to the stairs that were at the end of the hall, not the elevator. And when they opened up the stair doors, it opened up bright, like it went to outside. Not like it was a stairway. But I didn't think much of it. So I went into Grandma's room, and she wasn't doing that death rattle that Mom was talking about. I don't know. Did I ever tell you about those last moments?
Yeah, I think so.
She was just breathing very slowly. And I took a brush out, and I started brushing her hair. And she just didn't breathe in again.
Mm-hmm.
And we waited, and we waited, and she didn't take that breath in. And then after she passed away, I, like, called out to this nurse, and it was so bad. This nurse was like, yeah, do you want to call your mom or me? And I was like, whoa, my grandma just died. So I decided I was going to go call Mom and Dad. So I had my cell phone, and I turned around, and the elevator, there were people standing there. I just wanted to be alone. So I went onto that same stairway that I saw those two people that walked by, and it wasn't bright. And to this day, I'm pretty sure that when they walked by, like, they were out, it seemed out of way. There was a fur coat. Like, it didn't fit in. I think that that was Grandma and Grandpa. I think that was Grandpa.
Leaving.
And he had gotten Grandma, because it was literally boom, boom, 30 seconds, she was gone. I think he went, he got Grandma, they walked out, they went to that stairway, and it was just bright. She was gone.
Love it.
But no, that's one of those things. Like, I just love those moments. And I don't think I ever had any signs from Grandma, because we made it very clear. My mom said to Grandma, she's like, I need to know what's next. Like, I need you to confirm that ghosts are real. I need you to come back and show me that ghosts are real. And nothing had happened. So now Mom's all convinced that ghosts aren't real, even though Mom's had these huge paranormal experiences. But like I've said to other people, and I think people in here, you know, will kind of resonate with that, is we remember memories of a memory, so it doesn't feel real.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when you think about your weird alien experience, does it feel real?
It can be embellished, or your mind embellishes, right? It. Right?
Or... like, I was talking about, like, things I did in my past, and I was like, I wonder if that's even how they happened.
Mm.
Anyways, I'm going to read my ghost story now. This is from Christina. Sorry, I had to say it that way. Okay, so let me set the scene. I'm around 14 when I start experiencing weird things in my mom and stepdad's house that I grew up in. At the time, we'd been living there for several years already and hadn't noticed anything previously. But around this age, my stepdad and mom would go out to the races overnight, and I didn't want to go with them, so I'd stay home by myself until they got back early the next morning. I started out slow with the hall lights turning back on after I turned them off. I almost convinced myself that it was either just me scaring myself, or maybe I was just turning the light, or I wasn't turning the light switch down all the way when flipping it. The hallway was set up with a switch at the other end, where you could flip it and then head to my room. I always kept my door closed, because let's face it, it's just really creepy being alone at night by yourself, so I felt better when it was closed. After laying down, starting to watch something on the television, I would see under the crack of my door that the hallway lights would come back on. It wasn't immediate. It was like after a while I'd been watching for something, and out of the corner of my eye I would notice the light coming in under my door. This happened numerous times, but I was always alone in the house. It was just the hallway lights. Our house had an attached garage, so if you went in the backyard, you could come back through the garage and turn the lights off when you came in the house. Several times that light came on after I turned them off. One day, I was again alone in the house, and my stepdad was out in the garage working on the car. It was later in the evening after the sun went down, so it was fairly dark. It was fairly dark all throughout the house. I was coming out of my room into the hallway when I saw this figure come out of the corner of my eye in my parents' room, which was odd to me because I knew my mom wasn't home yet and my stepdad was outside. So I look again and see what looks like a woman in a long white nightgown laying in their bed. Needless to say, I ran out of that house so fast. I ran to the garage and stayed there with my stepdad for a bit. I didn't tell him what I'd seen because I thought that he wouldn't believe me and he would say that it was because of all the scary movies that I'd watched by myself. So after I calmed down, I went back inside and psyched myself up to run down the hallway at lightning speed to get to my room and slam the door. I was running pretty fast, but I didn't see her in the room that time. I did tell my mom about it later on, although she didn't really believe me. She did tell me that the previous owner was a woman who'd passed away inside our home due to cancer. I don't know how she couldn't believe me after telling me that, and she knew that there was no way I would have previously known about that. I had many experiences before at my dad's house, and my dad's parents' house, and my mom, and my stepdad's house. However, after moving out on my own, I haven't had any experiences. I'm not complaining, because that creepy shit would be even worse. However, my husband and I are going house hunting in the next few months, so that's always something to think about. Spooky. That resonates with me, because my bedroom, it had like a chandelier and you could turn it up and down how bright you wanted the room. Mm-hmm. And I always remember I'd lay in bed really young and I'd be like looking down at mom's, like mom would go in for a bath and I'd stare at that light that came out underneath the door. And my bedroom, like I'd go to sleep and then I'd wake up and my lights were on. But it was a faulty switch. It wasn't ghost related because it happened once and then it started happening all the time. And then dad popped off that plastic piece and put a new one on it. It never happened again. But like when it first happened, you're like, what the fuck? It's 4 in the morning and my lights are on. Because it didn't click off. You just turned it all the way down or all the way up.
I remember. Yeah, I remember.
Man, I would buy back my house. Oh, I want to buy back that house. Wouldn't that be interesting?
It wasn't in today's world. Like, oh, I would love it. It's a dream house, really is.
Well, think of, like, we grew up there. We spent, you know, 20 years there. Like, the memories, sneaking down to see Santa. And...
yeah. I remember one time, this is a funny story. Like, at the bottom of the steps, there was, like, a glass cabinet with mirrors. Like, in the living room, though. It's sort of around the corner.
Which one are you talking about?
Where the Jadeite is, in the living room.
Oh, okay.
That
yeah,
corner?
Yeah.
Anyways, I remember... I think you were coming down the steps, but then I was in the living room, but I knew you were going to jump out and scare me.
Yeah.
But then, like, somehow the reflection, like, it must have shined off the light, so I saw you in the mirror, so I thought you were behind me, so I turned around, like, what? But then that was right when you jumped down the steps, and then you were there, like, what? Like, what the
heck? Scared the hell out of me. Do you remember bumping down the steps? Boom, boom,
boom, boom, boom, boom. In sleeping bags. Or, man. I mean, pillowcases. Like sitting on the pillow.
I was always like, that was like so weird because like in my house, there's no creepy vibes here. Do you ever feel creepy here?
Not in this house.
But in the Scabby, there was a weird vibe.
Mm.
Don't you agree? Like the vibe was weird.
Mm.
Not for you?
No, like, yeah, like, I agree.
Do you remember running up those stairs out of the basement just because it felt weird?
Like the basement was unfinished with wood steps. Ugh. Ugh, it was dark.
Grab your ankles.
The creepy light, you just click like the chain to turn on.
Did it even have backs to the stairs or were they open?
I think the bottom ones had... Did the bottom ones did have it and the higher ones did?
I know, like, I remember, The Witch Under the Stairs, the book terrified me and I was so scared to go down the stairs because mom packed stuff under there. Mom had lunch, weird fucking mannequins and stuff. And I was so scared someone was going to bite our ankles.
Oh, scary.
Anyways, guys, thank you for tuning in to this episode of The Haunted Estate. Make sure to send your stories to me. Check out the website to get them to me. Please, 100%, if you want to help me. Oh my God, you helped me. Make me feel so good. Go to Apple Podcasts. Scroll down where my podcast is. Hit us those 5 stars. Leave me a little note. We can make out. I love you guys so much. And if you're having a bad week, you're having a bad day, you're having a bad life, please know you're supposed to be here. People love you. I love you. Today is different. Tomorrow, everything could change. Honestly, it did for me. It gets better. I love you guys. Have a spooky weekend and welcome to October. Mwah.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. Whether your pursuit involves a bachelor's, master's, or doctoral degree, GCU's learning environments are designed for supportive networking and collaboration. With over 330 academic programs, GCU provides a path to help you fulfill your dreams. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at GCU. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.